The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
And Vandellas, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Heat wave coming in. It's going to be 91 or so today. Joe Lubberg will let you know on when we get to weather. But you know, it's going to be very, very hot. I'm in my glory. I love it. It's August. Look at this. August 10th already, 2020. You're making it through the summer. It's good. Do we start school? Do we not start school? I'm not sure what's going on. We're not sure what's going on. They're giving us a choice in one of our districts. The kids could go if they want to go. They don't want to go. I'm done. Just keep the kids home. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. But we'll get into it. There's a lot to get into news-wise. Happy Monday. Hopefully you're okay. Made it through the nice weekend, hopefully. All the craziness that's going on, putting it aside as we roll into November 3rd. There's so many, it's great what the president did yesterday. I'm so excited that he took it upon himself, President Trump, to sign these executive orders that have to do with COVID and extending federal unemployment boost. He did that himself. You know what? Was it the right thing to do? Can we afford it? If you leave it to the Senate, if you leave it to the House of Representatives, it'll never get done. I have to tell you, when this is what gets me crazy. And good morning, and we got a great show for you today, and we're going to have some fun. But getting right to the heart of the matter, what the president did in Bedminster when he signed these executive orders, it's right in the face. It's not just right in the face of the Democrats. It's in the face of the, in my opinion, many times the do-nothing Republicans. Right. It's right there. That's why we voted for Donald Trump. Right there. Right there. He said, look, I'm not going to deal with it. And we knew him in New York as kind of a, you know, left of center kind of guy, you know. And then he joined with the Republican Party and really rebuilt the Republican Party. And don't forget, when they got in, they had the House, they had the Senate and the White House, and they did virtually nothing except for Donald Trump doing all the things that he did, starting with taking down ISIS. People forget about those things early on in the Donald Trump administration. Now they're trying to come up. Do you do another stimulus package? I understand completely the criticism. You can't pay more people. You can't pay people more than what they're going to get at work. Because I already had my gardener out the other day, and he's going, he's by himself, and he's doing that. So I step up, we walked around, you know, saying, hey, here's what we got to do, and how you doing? He's by himself. He goes, no one will work for me because they're making more money in unemployment. And I hear this over and over again, particularly in restaurant workers, you know, who are struggling. So I understand the criticism. And what the president did, he reduced that renewed unemployment benefit from 600 to 400. But people are out of work. And when the governors are not allowing us to work, when the governors are holding us down and they're banking it on data of how many upticks of cases, you will never get back to work. If you go by this whole method that these governors in New York and New Jersey and the Democratic governors are doing and the mayors around the country, you'll never get back to work. They prefer it that way. They want to shut everything down. You saw the AOC tweet, how she said, keep it shut down. We don't want Donald Trump to get elected. It'll be easier if there's no work, keep it closed. It's worth it to lose all those jobs if we can get Donald Trump out of the presidency. You saw that AOC tweet. That's the Democratic mantra. They don't want to settle anything. You know, on the other hand, the Republican side, they wanted to just give a, there's no liability to businesses. Businesses cannot be sued. And so you could see the differences on both sides, but I'm glad that the president just stepped up and said, look, we're going to do it. Now, it will be challenged. You know what? It was brilliant what President Trump did, because the Democrats, if they challenge it, it looks like they're trying to stop payment to those in need. Because the deferral of the payroll tax, that'll be the most interesting one, how they deal with that. President Trump's COVID-related orders reduces the 7.65% Social Security Medicare payroll tax to boost take-home paychecks until the end of the year. The president said this will affect paychecks from August 1st until the end of 2020. This is huge. I'm sorry. Deferral of student loans. This is what this executive order the president did. You're not going to see it. You will see the news stories that are on them. Why I'm going through this? Because I watch the news stories, and all they do is they answer these, why this is wrong, why the president is wrong. That is how they open every story. And it's not just President Trump. They would do it with Democratic presidents. It's just the way the news media is. What could I say that's negative? How could I go? There's 5 million COVID cases. Okay, that's the lead story. You know, not how many people have recovered, how many people get over it. You know, and why there are 5 million? Because we're testing more. They don't want to give you anything that's positive. It's all negative. This deferral of student loans, President Trump's order that lets borrowers with federally held student loans to continue to have the option to defer payments with no penalty. This is huge. Extended eviction moratoriums. President Trump's executive order will extend the freeze on evictions. This is so blue collar and so smart that he did it. And I'm telling you, and now the Democrats, you see, they panicked. Oh, they panicked. It was great. It was great to see. But this is what needs to be done. Because here we are in the middle of this pandemic, and they're not dealing with the pandemic. You notice all we are is yelled at. We're told what we can, what we can't do. You can't go here. You can't go to church. We're not going to open your gyms. We're not going to go. You can't do restaurants. You can't do any. You could protest. You could burn people's business down. That has nothing. I as governor, can fly people in from all over the United States and do fundraising for myself, you know. But we won't quarantine the people that come in from other states to visit me as the high and mighty governor of New York or of New Jersey. You know, nothing. We'll get paid. The politicians get paid. You and I do not get paid. We get our salaries cut. We get our 401k suspended. Come on. They can do everything, but now they're being so meticulous on the data. What they don't want to open this up. They want to shut it down. The president had no choice but to do what he did, and I thought it was brilliant. It was brilliant. So when you see the news this day, there's going to be lawsuits against the president. That's where they start the story. They don't say, here's what President Trump did for the people of America, because Congress wouldn't move. You know, and I'm telling you right now, that is the story. You know, and we got to really just plain appreciate that. Oh, my goodness, because there's so much. Now, this, too, we're going to talk with Bernard Kerik is on the show today, Commissioner Kerik. He was with the president Friday, and we were supposed to have him on Friday, but he was flying up. So, you know, Bernie is fired up this morning, because now when we see this in New York, and you see the front of the front page of the New York Post, you know, there's a thousand shootings now, you know, in New York. And here, this story, an accused cop assaulter whose angry fellow Black Lives Matter demonstrators, I'm reading here, forced 24 officers to retreat from his Hell's Kitchen building, surrendered a day later on Saturday with his crowd of supporters still in tow. But he was sprung on reduced charges. So this guy took a bullhorn, this creep, right? Another loser. Another loser just protesting because he's got no life. And he's probably taking some of the benefits that the president handed out, right? And he took a bullhorn, went up to a cop, and temporarily caused hearing damage on this police officer, yelling in a bullhorn in the ear of a cop. In my day, if you know what would be done with that bullhorn? And I am just saying, they're letting the police get away with anything. So they stand down, and which is, they stand down not to cause a problem. The guy does turn himself in. District Attorney Cyrus Vance personally ordered Manhattan prosecutors to charge this creep. I'm not going to even grace these airways with this creep's name. They charged this loser, 28 years old, with only misdemeanor assault. This is a law enforcement told the New York Post. He lowered the charge because he is afraid of the protesters. This is someone who said that about Vance. Vance is letting people, remember the people that wrote graffiti on the St. Patrick's Basilica Cathedral? Cyrus Vance is letting everybody out. This is what the police have to deal with. By the way, the story too, I saw my friend Chaz tweet out a story about how the police went to another resident. They rushed in. It was on fire. They went in a smoke-filled apartment, got all the people, saved everybody, took an axe-wielding maniac, took him down. That's the police. You know, that's a good story that you will not see. But goodness gracious, this is what's happening. They're letting prisoners back out on the street. There's no consequences for these creeps. They're not going to stop. And the mayor doesn't do anything. And Governor Cuomo, you know, again, it's easy to criticize. I don't mean to criticize, but you fly in people from all around the country on private jets, and they're probably raising money for, Governor Cuomo's presidential run, whether it's when Joe Biden backs out or, 4 years from now, whenever it is. That's what that's about, and trying to schmooze people to stay in New York. What a mess. What an absolute mess. But you and I will get through it. We're going to get through it. It's just unfortunate that we have to see what's happening to the greatest city in the world in New York. But I do feel everything's slowing down a little bit. Although in Chicago, you see the crime in Chicago, and then there's a shooting. And if someone's shot at all, they don't even look at the circumstance. And they start looting stores in Chicago again. It's absolute bedlam. But the good news is it's better than it was. Is it okay to say that? It's better than it was. So, hey, I hope you had a good weekend too. 16 after 6 o'clock. Rick Klein is with us. We'll be talking to Rick. And I know you say, Rick's mainstream media. Bright young guy from Long Island, goes to Princeton, now the political director of ABC News. I like to keep it light. I don't want to get crazy, and start accusing and yelling this early in the morning. I always enjoy Rick's. I always like to open up and be as objective. You can't let them take over. There's no objectivity in most of the media. We always like to be objective with Rick Klein, and indeed we will. Hillary Kramer, let me tell you something. I have made money off of Hillary Kramer. Listen, she's so good, man. She's an investment analyst, and I'm so glad we've been reaching out to her. She's on the show live at 7 o'clock, portfolio manager, nationally syndicated talk show host, heard every Sunday at 9 p.m. right here on AM 970. The Answer, she gave me stocks, named stocks that I talked to my son, my consigliere, Joey, and I go, Joey, here's a stock, blah, 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 blah. Every single one made money just like that during the pandemic. You don't want to miss Hillary. She's the one. That's our secret weapon. Hillary Kramer right here at AM 970, The Answer. So Stephen Moore, this is huge. And I asked Joe Sebilia, I said, you got to get Stephen Moore on the show because this is monumental what the president did. Don't listen to the news. Don't hear when they say, oh, there's going to be a lawsuit against the president. No, that's not the story. The story is the president did the most blue collar thing he could have done. He helped out the common man and woman in the United States of America during this pandemic. He reached out. I'm telling you, I can't stand President Trump. I saw one of those protesters, he had a fundraiser in Long Branch, New Jersey. I can't stand the president. He lies. And they never tell you what he lied about. And what did he lie about? Give me a specific example. Well, the size of his inauguration, he lied. You're going to go back there? Size of inauguration? Look at all that's accomplished. I'm just saying objectively, Stephen Moore will tell you exactly how powerful this new executive orders that the president put forth are. Bernard Kerik is with us. Rob Schneider, comedian, former SNL cast member, starring in this new Netflix special. It's called Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. Only Rob Schneider can get away with calling a show that. Asian Mama, Mexican Kids, right? And Dr. John Lott is with us too, economist and gun rights advocate, president of Crime Prevention Research Center. So we got a show for you. Joe Sebilia put that all together. It's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Joe is here. Alice here. I have to tell you what happened the other day. So I'm going over the show during the day, and I'm talking to Joe Sebilia, and he's going and it's the middle of the day. So he goes, Joe, what is that noise? He goes, what is that noise in the background? Shh, she's hearing that noise. I go, I'm watering my flowers. I was watering the flowers. Because with the Apple, those AirPods, they pick up everything. Shit, I was watering the flowers. Did that shock you, Joseph?
I thought perhaps you were doing dishes. I wasn't sure if... I didn't know what was going on. I thought maybe you flushed the toilet. I had no clue.
Al on this, they're metrosexuals. Yeah. We take care of stuff around us. But it was so funny. He's that we're going to, and who could come on? Who's available? All right, try to get him. Let's get her. This is great. Let's do the show.
I can't even think. All I hear is shh.
It was my petunias. The Spider Man Croc Doc Croc
Doctor Ock
Doctor Ock. I have my Doctor Ock
Doctor
Croc Ock, whatever it was. The guy the Spider Man. That's the way. My petunias have gone into a Doc Ock mode, whatever it is. They're all over. They're all just like that Doc Ock's arms that come out of the back of him, you know, that
correct.
The superhero.
Not
superhero
Doc Croft,
villain.
The jaws of life.
Yeah. And so I'm just trying to save my petunias as I can, Joe. Sorry about that. And, when we come back, how did the date go, Joe Sebelia, this weekend? We better break now. We'll break. That's the vital news. We'll come back to. Rick Klein's going to join us this hour as well. It is 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. All is well in the United States of America. We got this. So help me God, we're going to get through this. And I love you being the fine patriot and the fine American that you are. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Brandi Scott is in for Debbie Duhame this morning. She's got traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Should start to move better soon on the inbound Gowanus approaching the Battery Tunnel. Collision over by Hamilton Avenue has been cleared out of the way. Still have some heavy delays though right now from the Belt Merge. Van Wyck on the northbound side, a little bit slow approaching Atlantic Avenue. Then you're doing fine getting onto the Grand Central. LIE westbound busy between the Grand Central and Queens Boulevard. Looking good beyond that, heading over to the Midtown Tunnel. Some heavy slowdowns on the Harlem River Drive, making your way southbound between the 3rd Avenue and Triborough Bridges. FDR, though, in great shape southbound all the way through to the Battery Tunnel. We've got no major complaints if you're heading to the outbound George using the Cross Bronx. Still looking good on the inbound side on both decks. No issues inbound at the Lincoln and Holland. And New Jersey Transit regular service restored on all lines following last week's storm. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon. We'll reach the low 90s, clear tonight down into the mid-70s. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need. At libertymutual.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer. And Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, reminding you to get over to Route 22 Toyota because they are adhering to all the CDC guidelines. They're wearing masks. They're staying safe. They're social distancing. They're doing my favorite thing you possibly could do. They're fogging vehicles. Yeah, with every service, they're disinfecting vehicles. I'm telling you, can you be in the vehicle while they do that? Maybe I'll ask you. Call. You call Alex Cancelli. Said, I'm coming to Route 22 Toyota. I like this fogging thing you're doing. Can I be fogged as well? I'm not sure. Something tells me you may not be able to be fogged, but you will get your service at a top-notch, state-of-the-art service facility right there in Hillside, New Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. Seriously, though, for qualified buyers, I tell you, this is what Alex Kinsella has for you. You want to get into a new Toyota? How about these numbers I keep telling you? 0% APR financing, up to 60 months, zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. We all need to save a buck now and then, you know that. So Alex told me about the zero down leases and 0% interest up to 5 years. He wants everyone to call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. Schedule a test drive, and they'll get you driving a brand new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. That is the smart way to buy. You don't have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Here's the number, 855-621-9949 or Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We like a little bit of a long intro, but it's okay. We got it.
Sweet talking guy.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, it's 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. So, Joe Sibilia, our young millennial, producing the show, doing a fine job, he goes out, and, you know, I want to get the kid out there, get him around a little bit. I said, I should bring him to the house to meet my beautiful 21-year-old. Then we got to get there. But meantime, he has a date this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Second date now. Second date. They were supposed to go kayaking. So, now, Joe, how did that work out? Dare I ask?
Well, it didn't. There was no second date, as it turns out. No, well,
what? So you were all planned. So you were packing your suitcase.
I was. Let me give you a little bit of backstory. So at first we were going to go on Friday and meet in the city, and then she confessed to me. She said, "You know, I'm not comfortable going with the pandemic and everything. Is it okay if we would go on Saturday on Long Island instead?" I said, "That's fine. I'm happy to make the trip for you." I literally. Like an hour before I'm supposed to leave on Saturday, not even an hour. Like I'm starting to get like, you know, my clothes pressed and everything, getting all organized to get on the train. What does she say? She sends me a text. Oh, you know, I'm just, you know, not comfortable with going because I'm not feeling well.
Pandemic.
So once again, I'm canceled on. I don't understand it. What is it? Is it the hair? Is it the I have the
You don't have a car, Joe. Don't you understand?
Why does that make a difference?
Because the woman wants to be picked up, not let's meet somewhere and I got to take four trains and I have a suitcase and this and that whatever.
Or
the
she,
woman
or wants Joe, to just a or honestly, I'm sorry, but maybe she just people are kind of freaked out to go out.
I think she's a very nice girl. I totally believe her explanation. So, and I you know, wish her nothing but the best. And who
you
knows?
Are too nice.
Maybe once all this clears up. But I, on the other hand, I had a very productive weekend because I didn't go. I got to go pick out socks at Marshall's. It was very
that's exciting. I mean, really?
Well, I can't figure out what socks to buy anymore because there's so many different. There's the ones with the Nike swoosh. There's ones with stripes. There's ones with lobsters.
No,
I don't
stripes.
Know which
stripes
ones to
it,
buy.
Yeah, stripes. Those big colors are big now. Joe, back to the girl. Al may be right. Did she have to get out? She did she ask to be picked up? And you said, "Well, I don't have a car.
No,
I can pick you up
no,
on my
that, that was never even an issue. She was more than happy to pick me up, as far as I know. She even drove
did
me
you,
to the train.
This is a telltale sign. Did you say to her, come out to Jersey or come out this way? Did you say come the other way?
I don't want her coming anywhere near New Jersey because that means she'd have to come to Grandma's. That's so romantic, having
that.
Grandma sitting there, Uncle Tommy
what?
Sitting on the porch.
What?
Red.
Mom, this is Susie. What? What's her name?
Oh, my God.
You are unbelievable, man. So nothing happened.
Did she
leave
nothing
it open?
Ever happened.
Call me down
but
the road.
Nothing
call
really
me down
happened.
The road. Call me down the road. Nothing. Like
no, not
come on,
really. No.
Come on.
What is it? No.
Oh, Joe, well, stay. Look, I'm giving dating advice out. This, you know.
Yeah, I mean, really,
I love this.
Yeah, really. No, did you get your $80 razor back?
Well, that's the biggest problem was that I more than not being able to go on the date, I was really crushed because I didn't get a ride to the house I was at to go.
So why can't you ask the people at the house to mail it back to you?
They claim they don't see it, but I'm skeptical. I think it's like the Bermuda Triangle over there. I mean, it's disappeared in some pile of rubbish or something.
Buy a new razor.
We'll get you.
You're not
going
to get a car. You have the money for a razor. You don't have to make insurance payments, car payments.
Well, luckily for me, when I went for the socks, my cousin also bought me a $20 electric razor. So, but the head is too narrow, so it takes forever to shave my face.
Joe, the problems of Joe's Sibilia, we appreciate it. Oh, this is very funny. Thank you. I'm looking at Twitter here. We look at our guests. We have a great guest list today. Stephen Moore's with us. Rob Schneider's with us. Bernie Kurik. Hillary Kramer says, not one Italian guest. Somebody says, so sorry.
Every once in a while, we have to, you know.
I think this is a first for the Joe. This is, if nothing else, this is my contribution to the Joe Piscopo Show, diversity.
They're going to yell at us, you know. Oh, you got to have more. It's got to be more diverse. Hey, Joe on the radio. So, by the way, I tweeted a picture of this deer, this cow deer. Al, you don't get those in Jersey, but I guess in Clark. We get deer.
I don't know what you're talking about a cow deer.
Listen. It was like a Palomino. It was brown and white and spotted, like, you know, like different. It was like a mixed breed deer, you know. Is that so I looked at it and it looked like a cow and a deer together. I had no idea, so I took a picture, I put it on Twitter, of course, and that of course gets the most hits on Twitter, you know. It's like of what not anything in politics of what, and it's called apparently a piebald deer. I have no idea what P-I-E-B-A-L-D, piebald.
No,
I
guess utter? Suppose it was
No letter. And so a semi bald deer. I don't know what that meant, but it's a piebald deer. And apparently it's kind of like an albino deer, something like that. But I guess it's okay. Is it, it's politically correct to be, if it's a mixed race, I guess. I'm not sure what it is, but that was it. And I appreciate you guys getting back.
I don't see the deer protesting about mixed race. Just call me crazy. I don't see Bambi jumping out, you know. Yelling.
Oh, my God. You can't make it up. Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot to get into this morning. Rick Klein's going to join us. We'll be talking about these executive orders from President Trump and the president in New Jersey raising how much money? $20 million you said, Big Al? $20 million you raised?
Yeah, over $20 million this weekend. Yeah, and a couple of different fundraisers.
What's going to happen? Can you get a feel on what's going to happen in November? And Joe Biden, I want to talk to Rick Klein about who is Joe Biden going to pick, because they're talking about now Kamala Harris. Susan Rice is probably the most, if you're going to talk about qualified, I know, trust me, I feel the same way you do about her, but the fact is she might be the most qualified. Susan Rice, does Joe Biden go with Susan Rice or whoever's picking this for Joe Biden? Kamala Harris, I don't know. I think that's a detriment. And what about what's the gal's name? Tammy Duckworth, is that her name, from Illinois? And what happened to her? She was a veteran, right? Catastrophically wounded. And although she's a Democrat, but doesn't Joe Biden look at her? We'll check it out with Rick Klein when we come back. Hillary Kramer on as well. Stephen Moore, Commissioner Bernard Kerik, Rob Schneider. Look at this show. Dr. John Lott, and you always at 877-970-2999. Okay, we got everything out of the way. We're going to have to go on some kind of match.com for Joe Sibilia, but we'll get him a girl sooner.
He needs a car. He needs to have reliable transportation
I'm with Joe
to pick the female up. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is the 21st century. You need a car, not I'll take four trains to come see you.
That shows passion. That shows, you know.
No, it doesn't show that you care. It shows I have a full-time job, but I'm unwilling to go the extra mile to come and see you.
You could play, look, it's millennials. You could play the politically correct card. Say, no, it just hurts the environment. I don't drive a car.
No, stop.
Bill de Blasio is my hero. Bill de Blasio is my hero. I don't want a
car. And the other thing is, you have to date somebody. If you don't have a car, you need to date somebody that's not 4 hours away from you by public transportation.
This is a good point.
It's not totally.
New Jersey is a big state.
It's
a lot of people.
Hours.
Why do you have to travel to Long Island? It's not even like, oh, she lives in Manhattan.
You should have a date at Route 22 Toyota. I think that's where the date should be.
I like that.
Go look. We're looking for
cars. Now, so here it is. Help me pick out a car.
And then we'll set. Then we'll call ahead of time, and we'll have everybody say to you, "Hello, Mr. Sebelia. How are you, sir?"
No, Mr. Sebelia.
They'll be measuring me for shoots and stuff.
But think about. But Joe, think about that for a date, right? Second date, not a first date. Think about it as a second date. Listen, I got to go pick up a car.
That's a perfect Jersey date.
No, but listen, I got to go pick out a car. Would you want to meet me at Route 22
like
Toyota?
The
girl goes, oh, he's got money.
I like
buying a new car.
And we'll set up. I'll have every Alex Cancela treat you like a king. Joe Sebelia, how nice of you to join
Joe
us.
Joe'll have like a throne set up, so when you walk in, you sit down.
All right, we got this out.
I
want to
see the new Civic.
We're gonna video this.
Kiss the
ring. Date at Route 22 Toyota. Yeah. Joe Sebelia, I'm loving this. Great idea. See,
why do you moonroof? It has to have a moonroof. Go get it. Meats, cheeses for everyone.
We got it. With vital information you find out at the Piscopo Show every morning.
See the girl telling his friend, well, oh my God, again, they had meats and cheeses? They brought him whatever car he wanted. They pulled it up. This guy's got to be something.
How'd you like to get fogged, honey? How'd you like to get disinfected?
I don't even know what you're talking about now.
No, the disinfected.
Come on, Joe. We're in a pandemic here. Come on. Yeah, pay attention. Come on.
6:35, Joe on the radio, Rick Clyde standing by at AM 970 The Answer. Al Gattulo has the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
75 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. NYPD cops are unsure how many gunmen are behind a series of cabbie holdups in both the Bronx and Brooklyn over the last week. One of the drivers held up says the mugging was traumatic, made worse by the fact the gunman was wearing a mask so he could not describe him to cops. Another driver says the holdup man held a gun to his head as he handed over money. Federation of Taxi Drivers is offering up a $3,000 reward that leads to arrests. New York City tops 1,000 shooting victims this year, nearly double the pace in 2019. According to NYPD data released Sunday, the 1,000th gunshot victim of 2020 was registered Saturday during the city's 821st shooting incident. At the same time last year, there were only 551 shooting victims and 466 incidents. Police reported a dozen shootings late Saturday into early Sunday. Three of those victims were killed. On August 1st, the city recorded its 777th shooting, which was one more than occurred in all of 2019. In sports, Zach Britton gave up the game-winning single to Michael Perez in the ninth as the Yankees lost 4-3 to the Rays at Tampa Bay. Jacob deGrom fanning six over five innings of two-run balls. The Mets doubled up the Marlins 4-2 at Citi Field. Caris LeVert scoring 27 as the Nets cut down the Clippers 129-120 in the NBA bubble in Orlando. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Well, starting out in New Jersey, we've got some slowdowns on 280 making your way eastbound. Very busy there between exits 13 and 14. Not too bad now heading to the Outer Bridge crossing on 440 northbound. Collision by the Garden State Parkway has been picked up. All lanes open and moving just fine. Inbound Verrazano in great shape, but once you're on the inbound Gowanus, jam there from Fort Hamilton Parkway up to the BQE. Still waiting for those earlier delays from a collision by Hamilton Avenue to ease out. BQE on the eastbound side slowing down approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. We've got delays westbound between the Kosciusko and the Williamsburg Bridge. Harlem River Drive southbound hitting the brakes there over by the FDR. Great ride inbound at the George. No complaints on either deck. Inbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels will run you about less than 5 minutes. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Will reach the low 90s. Clear tonight. Temperatures in the mid-70s. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
Sponsored by Mako. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako. Issues of human suffering and societal injustice play incessantly on every outlet around us. Yet it seems like everywhere you turn, there are more unanswered questions and few honest explanations about why so many of our liberties are under attack. How do we regain order and a sense of normalcy? Find clear answers to the most important questions we face as a nation when you stream Morality in the 21st Century on Salem Now. This on-demand video discussion with syndicated media host Dennis Prager and distinguished theologian Dr. Wayne Grudem gives you a well-defined understanding about the enemies within our institutions and a vibrant roadmap to protect our God-given liberties. In Morality in the 21st Century, Dennis Prager and Dr. Wayne Grudem confront the toughest social issues of today by digging deep into religious and political history, and through never-before-told personal stories, provide a clear direction for a visionary future. Visit SalemNow.com to stream Morality in the 21st Century and type in the code WNYM for a 20% discount. That's SalemNow.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. Empire State Bank, it's your hometown banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks. You want to be treated with respect? I'll tell you, get no respect at all. You want to know your banker by his or her first name? Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community, all right? Empire State Bank is there for you for business, personal needs, from business and personal checking, savings to online banking, mobile banking. Empire covers it all right there in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers. That's what I see when I go over and I visit a bank, Empire State Bank, with Phil Guarneri or Tom or Jeannie, you know, or Esmeralda. They're so great. It's open. That's the guy. Phil came up with that whole concept of that open banking like that, by the way. And if you, that all those PPP loans, all those loans, and I am I eligible? Am I not eligible? Is there any time? Phil Guarneri and his team at Empire State Bank have all the answers for you. They have been working tirelessly throughout this pandemic for folks in the communities of Staten Island, of Brooklyn, of the lower Hudson Valley. Will you please visit ESBNA.com? ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Dennis Prager. Coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
20 minutes before 7 o'clock, 640. Ah, yes. Billy Joel's number one fan right here, Mr. Rick Klein. Who knew? Who knew? It's a Long Island thing. Rick, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm in a good mood now. Get a little Billy going.
Get it going. You're ready. You are ready. I know. Is it a kind of a Long Island thing, I guess? Did you as a kid, did you say, yeah, here's a guy from Long Island, and there's like that whole Long Island thing going on. You must be a Jerry Seinfeld fan. All Long Island based, right?
It's like you Jersey guys say about Springsteen. He's in your DNA. He's in the soundtrack of your life. You know, that's, you don't get a choice.
I swear to God, you try to explain Bruce Springsteen to your kids, you know. Tell me again. Well, he's from Freehold. That's all you got to say, you know. He's a Jersey, right. He's a Jersey guy. Hey, Rick, back to – all good. By the way, all healthy kids. Are kids going back to school, yeah. Rick? What's happening down in Washington, man?
Yeah, they're delaying anything in person until November right now. So everyone's ready for, you know, some version of school from home all over again. But, yeah, I think, you know, it's like parents across the country. I think everyone is of mixed minds of this thing. You want kids – back, you want them to see if you any that the schools, you know exactly how to handle this, and we, you know, nobody really does yet.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, so correct me if I'm wrong, this vice presidential pick with Joe Biden. So they go Susan Rice. Susan Rice. And again, I don't want to, you like her or not, she could be the most qualified. Kamala Harris, I don't know. What about Tammy Duckworth? Isn't it? Is she from Illinois? No, she's out. Duckworth is out.
I don't think out of the running. I think she's, you know, maybe moved down the list a little bit. But, you know, Duckworth has, I think, probably the most interesting biography to tell.
Absolutely.
I mean, she lost her legs in a Black Hawk accident, a mixed racial background, you know, just a fascinating person to introduce people to on the national stage. But, you know, Biden is also feeling a lot of pressure to pick an African-American woman. And, you know, that's something Tammy Duckworth isn't and can't be, very obviously. And I think, you know, even the comments the last couple of days have kind of highlighted the import around this pick when it comes to issues of race. But I wouldn't count out Duckworth. You know, the other thing a lot of people don't know is that she actually introduced Beau Biden, Joe's late son, at the 2008 convention. So she's got some family ties to the Bidens that actually matter quite a bit, I think, to him.
Yeah, and 23 years in the military, if I remember correctly, 23 years. My goodness, that would be good. Because Kamala Harris, I don't know, but they're saying Kamala Harris. What are you feeling, Rick Klein?
I think she's the safest pick. You know, she's already run for national office, and you know, particularly if you're 78 years old, and people may have questions about, you know, how you can do the job. Giving someone that's already been vetted, that ran for a year, that, you know, could go do interviews and go interact with voters and you don't have to worry about her. I think Kamala is probably the strongest pick in that way. You know, and one measure that I was talking to some Democrats about is, you know, the kind of the reverse Sarah Palin effect. Sarah Palin was a sensation, this huge star that kind of was everything for the whole campaign. They want someone who is going to be a story for a day or two and then not make a mistake the rest of the way and make this about Trump and not make it about her. And I think Kamala Harris answers that question pretty strongly. We know how she is as a campaigner. We know she is as a candidate. Did she tangle with Biden? Sure. You know, would she tangle with Trump? Definitely. But I don't think that's a deal breaker. And I think you can put her out there, and she's going to be a very effective advocate for the message. And if the Biden camp gets its way, you choose her, and you never have to worry about her.
Yeah, Rick Klein, how does ABC News, how do the networks cover this? And Fox and all the networks, how are they going to cover this? Is this virtual? This is so bizarre going into a campaign in November, presidential campaign, and we can't go there. And Joe Biden's not even going to show up. How do the networks cover this, Rick?
Well, you saw over the weekend a little glimpse into how we cover it. You know, we had reporters all staked out in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. You saw the clip on Fox News with Biden on a bike ride
and answering
questions about his new stakes. You know, he hasn't been used to that, but that, you know, once he's the nominee officially at the convention, which is only, you know, a week from now, there'll be more of that. You know, we cover what's there to be covered, and you can't cover non-events. I think this is, though, so I think about this as a different phase of the campaign, because, you know, the last couple of months have been all about COVID and the economy and frankly about Trump's leadership during that, because he's been the president. Now Biden has to make a move. He has to name a vice president. He has to hold a convention. And for at least a couple of days, this campaign is going to be about something and someone other than Donald Trump. And so I think, you know, when you get into debate season, Joe Biden has accepted the three debates, but he doesn't want a fourth, as we know, as Trump does. He's got to put himself out there. So I think we're beginning to go into something a little bit different. We're, you know, now less than 3 months out, and Joe Biden's going to have to show his face and show his cards.
And just to reiterate on the debates, are they going to be in person? Will they be virtual, do you think, at this point? I mean, they're supposed to be. Joe Biden's going to be there, and President Trump is supposed to be there in person in one location, correct?
That's the plan, yes. I mean, and I'm not hedging on it, only that, you know, there's been a lot of plans that have been thrown out. You know, both candidates were supposed to be at their own conventions, and they're not. Neither one's going to be there. I mean, that's how crazy this is. But you can, though, set up a socially distanced debate with very minimal presence in the room. I expect that's what's going to happen at all of the debate sites, the three presidential and the one vice presidential. You know, and they'll be able to look each other in the eye and look the American people in the eye, even if there isn't a big crowd. But I feel like that may actually be one of the more normal aspects of the campaign if that gets pulled off. You know, if you don't have an audience in the auditorium, that's one thing. But, you know, Trump and Biden face to face, I think that's going to happen.
I know. And also, when Joe Biden goes, he's going to pick an African-American vice president, and he sticks to that, does that insult the Hispanic community enough, do you think? Because he already said some gaffes, you know, regarding, you know, the black community. Now, is he insulting the Hispanic community by not even regarding a Hispanic person? And does that help the president, I wonder, in the Hispanic community, Rick Klein?
Yeah, I think he's got at least one Latina on the short list, Governor Lujan Grisham of New Mexico. She hasn't gotten as much attention as some of the others, and you know, maybe there's some backlash. I know there's a group that's falsely claiming, a pro-Trump group, an outside group that's falsely claiming that Biden isn't considering any Latinas, and that's not the case. I guess you can compare it to the other side and say, you know, Trump's got his white male running mate, but I take your point. You know, he can't do everything with this pick. You know, he only just get to choose one. So will some Latinos say, yeah, this was time for a Latino pick? Yeah, I'm sure they will. I think, though, the so much of this, and I think this gets back to the Biden's comment about race even last week. You know, I think a lot of voters aren't so much undecided or, you know, wavering between the candidates, or wavering between supporting a candidate and just staying home. And that's the motivating election. It's a base election. And in that sense, you know, Trump and Biden both have to be worried about every signal they send and what that means to their supporters. You got to get people out. And yes, there'll be people that are turned off by the VP pick, just as others are excited about it.
Yeah. Rick Klein, a political director of ABC News. You know, Rick, you and I like when we chat and you're from ABC News and people go, oh, mainstream media. And I'll be the first to jump on there. You know, oh, the mainstream media said this, said that. But you know what? And I'm thinking as I see stuff online and then it's so vicious. They go after Joe Biden in the way, and then they go after the president, probably even more. But I guess it's always been like that because I'm trying so to avoid that on this program, Rick Klein. You know, the vicious back and forth, the name calling. And as I see people who admire, and then they'll put in something about Barack Obama, the hate, and they spew it from both ends. And then I went back. I think correct me if I'm wrong, Rick, this is a question I'm having. I guess it's always like that. People think, oh, it's more because it's Donald Trump. But I remember them just vilifying Ronald Reagan and vilifying every candidate. I guess that's just the ball game in Washington, D.C., Rick Klein, correct?
I mean, I think in another era, you know, there were editorial cartoons and anonymous pamphlets instead of Twitter, right? The stakes are so high. I do think there's been a turn to assuming the personal and the nasty. I mean, when I read that Anthony Fauci's getting death threats, you know, come on. I mean, you can disagree with him on that as a policy or, you know, or health. But, you know, first of all, he's an expert. And second of all, you know, leave the guy out of this in terms of the personal stuff.
But just because he's Italian, that's why you got to leave him out of it, I think.
He's a Nationals fan and a Yankees fan or both. I mean, there's a lot of good things about Anthony Fauci. I think things have gotten worse in the social media era because it's, you know, the guardrails are down and it's easier for everyone to say anything that's on their mind. Also, you know, as we learned just on Friday, there's, you know, foreign governments can foment this. They can make it seem worse than it actually is. So it's a vicious time. I hope people recognize that the vast majority of people who put themselves out there are in it for the right reasons. They're good, well-meaning people that are trying to do the right thing. They have heartfelt beliefs that reflect their communities. There's definitely bad apples out there. There's people that are worthy of the scorn, but not in the personal way that it tends to get leveled, in my view.
All right. Hey, Rick Klein, we appreciate it very much, man. Always a great chat. And I guess Billy Joel soon enough. Did he announce any dates coming up? Got to be after the new year, I imagine. It's got to be spring, huh?
I think it just continued to get pushed back. I haven't seen any firm dates yet, but that'll be one of those, you know, return to normalcy bucket list ideas to get out to a Billy concert again.
Yeah, we got to do it. Rick, thank you for joining us, my friend. All the very best to you and your family. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, Rick Klein right there, political director of ABC News. You know, 651 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Brandy Scott is in for Debbie Duhaime doing traffic this morning right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We're picking up some heavy delays on the BQE, making your way westbound very heavy, moving between Queens Boulevard and the Williamsburg Bridge. Eastbound side, a slow go from the inbound Gowanus up to the BQE. Brooklyn Bridge still in great shape, though, in both directions, getting across the East River. Harlem River Drive on the southbound side, a slow go over by the Triborough. FDR keeps you heavy through to the 59th Street Bridge. We've got some extra volume on the Cross Bronx, moving between White Plains Road and the Sheridan. Beyond that, doing fine, heading over to the outbound George. Inbound side, still nice and quiet into the tolls, both up and down. Some minor slowdowns inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Those will run you about 5 minutes each. And we've got some New Jersey transit issues. The Pascack Valley line suspended in both directions because of a down tree in Montvale. New Jersey transit buses and private carriers are now cross-honoring. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Gold prices keep climbing and just hit an all-time high. COVID-19 and battered global economies are sending investors to the safe haven of physical gold to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and wonder what the stock market is going to do next. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers as well as veterans. Bullions. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-GOLD-IRA and ask for our free gold guide. That's 800-465-3472. 800-GOLD-IRA. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion. 800-GOLD-IRA.
The home of the brave and the land of the free. This means more to us today than it ever has. And with this pandemic, our military families are sacrificing in many ways most of us can't imagine, all to ensure safety for us and our families for generations to come. Well, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have shown they love our military families too. By starting Honor Bound Coffee, they've committed 100% of the profits to support and serve well-deserving military families. Honor Bound Coffee is a premium coffee at about 40% less than other premium coffees, and is roasted to order and shipped nearly immediately right to your door, month after month, with a 100% no-hassle cancellation policy. To get started, Pete and Seth know you'll love it, so they're offering 50% off your first order. That's right, 50% off your first order, with 100% of the profits going to serve and support military families, like through the Semper Fi Fund. Premier coffee with a purpose, only at honorboundcoffee.com. honorboundcoffee.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A heat advisory is in effect from noon today until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Sunshine mixing with clouds today, becoming hot and humid. A stray thunderstorm this afternoon near the coast, the high 90, but it will feel as if it's in the upper 90s. Mainly clear, warm, and humid tonight, though 74 in Midtown, upper 60s in the suburbs. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, remaining hot and humid with a spotty afternoon thunderstorm, high 90, though it again will feel like it's in the upper 90s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, very warm and humid with a shower or thunderstorm in spots and a high of 88. AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio. It's 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, already 6:55. It's Monday. It's summertime. Life is pretty good. You're going to be okay. I can make it better. I can get you out of pain. I can get you out of pain with Relief Factor. From Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. This company started almost 7 years ago, and Al's been taking Relief Factor. I have been taking Relief Factor. Debbie as well. We can offer you the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. Why am I talking like this? I have no idea. I'm just telling you, you got to get Relief Factor. Why? Because it works. Do you want to be out of pain or not? You got to go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Let's listen, if you would, please, to Janice Rowlett's story.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free, but it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
You go to relieffactor.com. Thank you, Janice. Relieffactor.com. You can call 800-500-8384. Try that 3-week quick start. For me, it worked in 5 days. I'm telling you, it's supposed to take 3 weeks. It could be at your house in 2 to 3 days. From Pete and Seth Talbot, we invite you to try that. For me, it works so quickly. I love being able to tell you how you can get out of pain. And you can do that, in my opinion, with Relief Factor. Relieffactor.com or 800-500-8384.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Day Tripper, baby. That's one of the great guitar riffs of all time right there. Let me break for Charlie Finch. The professor checked in. Always want to get him on the air. Charlie, good morning. Happy Monday. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Hi, Joe. The person controlling Biden's VP selection is Obama's consigliere, Valerie Jarrett, an African-American woman. In 2000, Joe, it was Dick Cheney who did the selection process for George W. Bush, and he got the job. So for Valerie Jarrett, opportunity knocks. One more thing, Joe. Big shout-out to your friend Stephen Stiller of Tunnels to Towers for stepping up for the September 11 families. Great stuff. God bless America.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Thank you. That's right. They're gonna name the names on September 11th. That is from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. and the great Siller family, in the name of Stephen, will be reading the names on September 11th. They were going to do a recording of it, but no, they are going to do it live. And you could thank Tunnel to Towers, tunneltotowers.org, if you'd be so kind. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We got a show for you today. You know what? It's what you deserve. You deserve it. You're a great American. You're a great patriot. We appreciate you taking the time to check out us right here on AM 970, The Answer. Hillary Kramer's up. Stephen Moore, Bernard Kerik, and Rob Schneider on Joe Piscopo in the morning. Coming right back.